Welcome to another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors, your frontline defense against identity theft. We're all about prevention. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org. Use the code FSN2 and you can get started now. Welcome, and you are listening to the Identity Theft Warriors. This is part number 26, and more breaches, as always. Every time we do a show, there are multiple breaches, and, well, Heather Wagenhals is on with us now. You know her well from unlockyourwealthradio.com, and Heather is an expert in identity theft and how to keep your data safe. Heather, welcome back.
Thanks for having me. I know it's. I always seem excited to be back on. It's always something crappy because that's why I'm back on.
Yeah. So we got this T-Mobile wireless thing, and it was an interesting hack because it was kind of an indirect hack on credit data. Right? I mean, not your typical breach, is it?
That's correct. You know, the breach from T-Mobile actually wasn't T-Mobile's breach. It was Experian, the large credit reporting agency you're probably familiar with. You've probably checked your credit from them, or you've probably applied for credit with companies that have used them. And they reported that 15 million people, including customers of T-Mobile from one of its business units, may have had the information compromised. And they obtained access to a server that's not part of their Consumer Credit Bureau, which is interesting. So in my mind, I get red flag inside job. But they said that the information that was hosted for folks that are T-Mobile customers, if you applied for credit or tried to finance a new phone, because those are getting unbelievably expensive, if you did that between September 1st of 2013 through September 16th of 2015, so 2 years' worth of applications were accessed. And here's the thing. Here's the irony. In the press release that Experian put out, it said no payment card or banking information was obtained. However, social security number, dates of birth, driver's license, and passports IDs were compromised. Who needs your credit card information when you can go be you?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. So you're supposed to take solace in the fact that that we didn't get your credit card, but we got everything else about you, so we can go get new credit cards, we can go do all sorts of things to mess you up, and isn't
that
wonderful?
Live another life.
Yeah, right. God, I mean, they're like, I got something in the mail yet again. Said from Amex that my data got breached. They didn't say where, but that not to worry about it. They sent me a new Amex card, and they sent me a year's free subscription to LifeLock, which we both know LifeLock totally limited. All it does is let you watch as your identity gets frittered away and destroyed by the hackers and by the fraudsters.
Yes, it's reactionary credit protection. It's actually not protection. What it is closing the barn door after the horses have gotten out. Yeah. Now, it's interesting you say that, because here's another little ironic twist in this whole T-Mobile experience thing. So CEO John Legere said, this is not a small issue for us. He likes to be transparent. He was very pissed off, and he said that, you know, he's going to reconsider his relationship with Experian. But in the meantime, he's going to offer 2 years' worth of credit protection for folks. And guess who's the company that's providing it? It's Experian.
Hey, this is great. Yeah, it does.
So, and the irony is their tagline is a name you can trust. So Twitter went nuts with the irony on that about 5 days ago when this story first appeared. And so it was just, it's incredible what's going on. And, you know, I'd like to actually use your credit card letter as a way to segue into something that's the scam du jour that just kind of came about yesterday from the FTC that I'd like to share with you. And that's these new chip card scams. Have you heard about the new debit and credit card chip card scams?
I just saw that yesterday. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, tell us what you see happening with all these crazy scams with the chip card, which is supposed to be, actually, the Europeans have been using the PIN chip for years and years. We're just going to use the chip and hope for the best here in the U.S., right?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it's so funny, like, you know, how foreign countries are always like USA, USA, but really Europe and Asia always have like the latest technology first. I remember being over in Hong Kong, I got to buy a phone 6 months before it was available here in the U.S. And what's amazing is this isn't about the card itself. So the cards are fine, but scammers have taken this opportunity since we're converting to this system, and it's a slow, drawn-out process. Instead of card issuers just saying, okay, we're done, and we're issuing new cards, and they're batching their release of all of this stuff, scammers have a wide-open opportunity. And what they're doing is they're emailing people, and they're posing as their credit card issuers. So the scammers claim that in order for the individual to get their new chip card, you need to update your account by confirming some personal information, and oh, just click on this link to continue the process. So if you do reply to the email with the personal information, which is what it's asking you to do, it's kind of a form inside an email, and I don't know if you've ever done those. Yeah. I used to use those back in the day when I would take applications for mortgages, but then all of this piracy and scamming and data stealing and identity theft started to happen, so I stopped doing it. But what they do is they use it to capture your identity, and they get you to divulge your account information and verify driver's license, social security number. And so what folks need to know is there is no reason a card issuer will contact you by email or phone for that matter. They will just send you the new card and bam, and it'll appear and it'll be in a nondescript envelope and it won't have any return address information on it. If it does, it's only a P.O. box. So never ever respond to an email or a phone call. If you're nervous, if you've received this and aren't sure if it's a scam, you're curious because it, you know, sometimes these emails can spoof languaging and other emails you don't delete and clear out of your inbox. What you can do is take and call your credit card company only from the number that's on the card you possess. Don't go online and don't take it out of that email. Just look for the one that, for the phone number that's on your card and call them. And then you'll know that you're contacting them directly. And then if they find out that it is a scam, they're going to be aware that you have been approached for it now.
Okay. Yeah, you can't be too careful with your emails. You should definitely have virus protection on your desktop if you're using a desktop or notebook. You got to have that because I got to tell you a story. Friend of mine this happened to. She was on a dating site, no less, and she gets an email from some guy on the site. It has a link to it, and she clicks the link, and she didn't know what the link went to or anything, and it did nothing. But what it did was steal all the data off of her computer. She wound up getting her bank account hacked and all the money taken out. All of her email accounts were hacked. And, you know, it was a keylogger, basically. It was logging all of her keystrokes. So every website that she interacted with, she had to change her after she had the virus taken off the computer. She had to change every single password, a lot of usernames, a lot of them closed out. But this thing turned into a nightmare. And who would think on a dating site this could happen?
Oh, dating site scams are really popular. You'd be surprised. I mean, people solicit each other, you know, you would be surprised what goes on. But keylogger software is really popular. I know that I used to use it to spy on my stepson because we were having problems with him. And, you know, he put like a PIN code on his phone. And so the only way to really pay attention to what he was doing was through the computer. And so that stuff goes on. It's invisible. You don't know what's there. And it's really hard to get off keylogger software some of these different programs that'll clean up viruses. Not all of them can clean up keyloggers. And that's a great way for somebody to steal your information because they don't need to actively steal it. The next time you go on and start typing, it reads everything you put from your keyboard in there. You have to be really cautious when you do your banking. Always do it on a secure Wi-Fi connection or a landline. I always plug in when I'm at home because it's faster anyway.
Yeah.
And then that way you know that you're connected safely. But yeah, you can have, there's actually software that you can run on your desktop that'll actually search your emails and check to make sure that your emails don't have malicious links. Because you don't necessarily have to have the files for the software on there. It just has to be those malicious links that'll open a browser in the background that you think nothing's going on, but it's in the background and it's actually telling the software to download and it's installing it on your computer unbeknownst to you.
Mm. Yeah, it's weird. And less likely to happen on a Mac, but it can definitely happen nonetheless, for sure.
Yeah, and I hear the new Mac upgrade's been having problems. My producer just, you know, he lost his whole hard drive. You know, he just, everything evaporated. It's a good thing he has that backup. But the new operating system that they released is unstable.
Yeah.
For the, you know, and you hardly ever hear about that with Mac. You know, I mean, it's more common in Windows PCs because there are so many different manufacturers of Windows PCs, but there's only one manufacturer of Mac, and that's why Macs tend to not have as many problems. But they're still vulnerable, and there's a lot of loopholes in this one that's causing errors, and, you know, there's a scammer out there that's just ready to figure it out and get into your system.
Oh, they're so crafty and devious, and that's why you can't be too concerned about security, right? I mean, you can't be overly, you know, it's just something that you need to constantly be aware of. And my thing, you know, I look at the preview on the email block there. If I don't like the way it looks, I just dump it without reading it. And I have not missed anything important yet, Heather.
Nothing yeah, see, but I always open them because I'm looking for the next scam to report to my listeners. So, so I have one computer that has like 10 versions of antivirus software, but it's the one that I'll open up the crappy emails on so I can be able to better inform my listeners. Because if you can search it and figure it out, and if I can share it with as many people, I could prevent them when they see the header coming out. They're like, oh, that's the bad one. Heather said that's the bad one, and I'm going to delete it. And then we always put those up on the moneycreditandyou.com website as well.
Yeah, well, so you just can't be too careful is what it comes down to. And that's why people really need to visit your site regularly, because you constantly have updates on the latest scams, not just email computer-based, but old scams that constantly get reconstituted and updated and brought current and really can do as much harm or even worse than computer-based scams. So it's
because they're psychological tricks, and that's why they're so effective. That's why the old ones still stick around.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Because they're so effective. Yeah, I mean, we don't want to worry ourselves sick about this. You know, I feel like sometimes I'm Chicken Little, but unfortunately, in today's day and age, it's not an if you're going to get hacked or an if you're going to have a breach. It's a when. And just, you know, so you don't want to, you know, worry yourself sick over it, and do the best you can to protect yourself. And, you know, our mutual sponsor is probably one of the most effective ways that you can do that. And that will give you a level of confidence that you can't have with other identity theft protection programs out there.
Yeah. And you're referring to keepmyid.org. And there's a code you can use, FSN2, get a great deal on it. And it actually is preventative rather than reactive protection that really is no protection at all, that so many of these others are promoting. And I think to the detriment of the public and to you out there, because they give you a false sense of security. And I can't tell you how many people I've talked to, Heather, and I say, I work with this company, and they go, I got credit protection already. And you really don't have it. And that's what you need to know, is that all the other ones give you the illusion of protection without really protecting you from anything.
Well, I mean, and keepmyid.org is a true partner in building wealth, in the sense that, especially if you personally have a challenge with credit and, you know, you go to the next store and the retail says, hey, if you use our red card, you know, and apply for it today, you can have instant credit and get 10% off. You know, if you put your credit on lockdown with keepmyid.org, what happens is that you can't succumb to your own impulses. I mean, so it really truly is a partner in building your wealth. It's, and you know when you're going to apply for credit. So you have ample time. It keeps you from making spur of the moment decisions, you know, and that I think is what separates it, you know, the wheat from the chaff, so to speak. And it makes it so much more effective as a wealth building tool, because, you know, why would you need to keep your credit open if you're not actively applying for it? If you're trying to build wealth and you know if you're going to buy a rental property and you know that you're going to apply for a mortgage, so when you know you're going to do this, you can unfreeze your credit and then allow the credit to be pulled and then lock it back down again. Yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, if you're going to do a balance transfer to a new card, you have time. And that's the one thing that people don't realize. And that's what, you know, every advertiser out there is preying upon is your spontaneity and your impetuousness. And that's what I like about them, not just the ID theft protection, because that goes without saying, but from a standpoint for what we do at Unlock Your Wealth Radio, it's a partner in building wealth.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Couldn't have said it better myself. And Heather, your sites, where do we go to listen to your show and to connect with you?
Okay. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is where you can get the latest show. And we have up-to-the-minute fraud and scam alert. And if you're interested in my financial philosophy, we just launched our new show, KeysToRiches.com, which is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. And it'll give you specific techniques to do that. And it helps you get your money mind right, because it works the way your brain thinks.
That is a great service. It's something you need to check out. As always, you'll find the link to Heather's site on Identity Theft Warriors, and just check the show notes. It'll be there. Heather, thank you so much. It's always great speaking with you.
My pleasure. Make it a prosperous day.
This has been another episode of the Identity Theft Warriors. To find out more, go to keepmyid.org and use the code FSN2 to get started now.